Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today we're going to talk with author Josh Vogt about several of his books, Enter the Janitor, The Maids of Ralph, and Pathfinder Tales. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you, Sherry. Good to be back.
Nice having you. Why don't you tell us a little bit, for those people who weren't with us last time, a bit about yourself and your background.
Sure. Well, I've been a writer and author for close to a decade now. I have a couple dozen short stories published here and there. And for about almost the past 5 years, I've been freelancing full-time, writing for corporate copywriting, freelancing for game companies, for adventure campaigns and tie-in fiction, as well as this last year getting out my first two novels to the wide world. I write mostly fantasy, some science fiction, horror, pulp, and humor, pretty wide variety there. And short stories, flash fiction, novels, working on a couple novellas at the same time. Recently, though, I actually had a pretty big shakeup with my career because I took on a new full-time job. I was based in Denver and was working with Wordfire Press, traveling the country this past year, working at a lot of different conventions and Comic-Cons. And then I accepted a full-time editing position with Paizo. For those who don't know Paizo, they are the developers and publishers of the Pathfinder role-playing game and the ones who published my first novel, Forge of Ashes, in their Pathfinder Tales line. So I've actually just a little over a month ago moved to Seattle, where I'm now living and working as a full-time editor for them. And I will continue, of course, doing my own author work and writing and freelancing as well. But that's been the biggest change for me lately.
Wow. And
yeah.
That's a big change from Colorado to Seattle, completely different culture. Did you get major culture shock?
No, not too much. I mean, the nice thing is actually because of all the traveling and conventions that I've done this year, I've met a lot of other authors and artists and gamers who already live out in the area. And I've been to Seattle at least once before, so I kind of knew what it was like out here. And there are some actual good comparisons between Denver and Seattle, a lot of diversity of the culture and, you know, the food and entertainment and that sort of thing. Wetter and grayer out here compared to Colorado for sure, but I don't mind it. But no, there hasn't been too much culture shock. It's mostly just getting used to the area, learning where all the different neighborhoods and cities are. The traffic is a bit different. The traffic out here is definitely a lot worse than in Denver. But people here have been very friendly. I knew a couple people at Paizo already, like a couple editors that I was already working with and some other people who do freelance work. And then I know a decent handful of authors and gamers who live in the area. So I've been meeting up with them and getting coffee and having lunch. So it's been nice to kind of have a community sort of already waiting for me out here.
That's lovely. Do you have any advice for new writers that are starting out? I have a rather large audience of new writers.
Mm-hmm. For starting out, I say figure out what works for you. Don't be afraid to try different tools and different techniques when you approach writing, whether you're writing a novel or a short story. Try a different technique with each one until you find one that really works well for you. There's no real one path to writing or success as a writer or author. You kind of have to cobble together the different techniques and the different tools and approaches until you find one that is efficient and that you enjoy and that, you know, you can't force yourself into a specific writing mold. You just have to experiment until you come up with your own toolbox, as it were, of your favorite techniques.
I think one of the things is that you don't have to be stuck with one writing form. You can write all different kinds of stuff, and
mm-hmm.
you can bounce between stuff. I mean, personally, I do a few different stages of several novels at the same time. I do short stories. I do, I write articles, and I write plays. I mean, you don't have to be stuck in one mode because, first of all, you get a little bored, and Second of all, you don't stretch if you're stuck in one mold.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why I love it, is the variety that it gives me. And yes, I get bored easily, so it is nice to switch it up. And like you said, you know, you don't have to just do novels. You don't have to just do short stories or just screenplays. Like, the more that you can go between those different formats and even different genres. You know, I do write primarily fantasy, but I also like writing the occasional horror or psychological horror. I like to include humor in a lot of my writing, which can be difficult. I even dabbled in, you know, pulp and noir style stuff. And every time you try something different, you'll learn. You know, it may not be your best work ever, but you'll at least learn something. You'll have the chance to expand your repertoire and your skills. And the more you do that, the more opportunities you'll be able to take advantage of in the future.
I think it's really important, because when you're, especially if you're a new writer, you can't really find yourself if you, I know everybody has a dream, and I think it's really important to go for your dream. I mean, we all do. But you can't be so stuck in one little nook that you may miss out on something amazing. You never know.
Yeah. It's always nice when, if an editor comes to you and says, hey, can you write a story about this, you know, in this genre, and it's not something you've necessarily done before or comfortable with, but you still say yes, you know, then and then you do it, you know, that's great. But if you're like, oh no, I can't do that, I'm too, that's not my genre, or that's not my, I can't write at that length, then you're definitely limiting yourself.
And also, don't be afraid of free opportunities, even though they don't pay you, like working on it, doing a newsletter, writing fan fiction, you know, go for writing contests where you don't pay anything, different kinds of things, even blogging, because I do all of that. But, I mean, I've been doing it for a long time, too, but I would still stretch myself. I tried different things. I've never written a screenplay before, and I'm trying to do that.
yeah, I mean, there are certain areas that I haven't gotten into yet. I mean, I've dabbled in screenplays, I've dabbled in graphic novels, and that sort of thing, but those have yet to really become something I've sunk my teeth into, but I hope to down the road.
Yeah, and the thing is that even though I'm playing with it, I don't, you know, when you're doing something, you don't have any kind of, I mean, I took classes, but if you don't have any real background in it, you're not going to, like, pour your whole soul into that. But you should try it. You should try it. Even if you mess up, you can try it. Who are you hurting?
I mean, one of the reasons I decided to be a writer and pursue being a career author is because it offered me the chance to just constantly learn and constantly grow. I mean, for every story, you have to do so much research, and you have to, you know, broaden your experience. You have to get out and, you know, live a little. It's not always just about being hunched over your computer writing, but, you know, you're funneling that experience that you get out in the world, interacting with other people, trying new things. And, yeah, I mean, you have to do that in order to bring any base authenticity to it to some degree.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to live your life. You can't be in a – I don't really believe in the theory that writers are solitary figures who live in caves and and never leave the darkness. Not a good idea. It's hard to create characters if you don't meet anybody new.
This is true. This is very true.
And even bad experiences, some of my best villains were from bad experiences I've had. I mean, don't make an author angry, because you're going to get killed off in the book.
Well, it's funny to see
you could be a really bad guy.
Yeah. Well, it's funny to see the trend these days of authors kind of auctioning, a lot often for charity, they'll auction off the honor or privilege of getting yourself inserted into a book as a character, whether by name or physical description, and then they kill you off in some horrible way. Yeah. So I'm trying to remember there's a term for it, but I'm not remembering it at the moment.
Kidding me. They're auctioning that off. I never heard of that one before. Really?
Oh, yeah. I think even George R. R. Martin has done it, and a variety of other authors. Often, again, it's often for charity. They'll put it up for auction, and people will be able to be in a book with the knowledge that they're probably going to die a horrible death, or, you know, maybe they're a minor background character or something like that. So I may
I
do that down the road.
I learn something new from every guest.
There you go.
I do. I learn something new from every guest. I never heard that one before. Wow. Mm. I mean, that's interesting. People volunteering to be killed awfully.
Oh, sure.
But like you said, it is for charity.
Yes.
That's good. At least it's for charity.
Yep.
Okay, we're at the halfway mark, so I want to give you an opportunity to talk about, you have three books that, don't do any readings because we don't have enough time, but
no
give
worries.
A little bit about what the books are about and what you'd like the audience to take away from it.
Sure. Well, I've got the three books. Two are out. The third one won't be out, actually. It's been delayed slightly. It was supposed to come out this month, but we've pushed it back a few months until early 2016, probably the end of March, beginning of April, right around Emerald City Comic Con, actually. So the first one is The Pathfinder Tales, Forge of Ashes, and that is a more sword and sorcery action-adventure fantasy tale about a female dwarven barbarian who comes back from war to find out that her mother's missing, her family is in total disarray and dishonor and disgrace in town, and she is going through this whole identity crisis, emotional crisis, has huge anger management issues, and she's trying to figure out what exactly has happened in her absence. And unfortunately, as I like to say, she has a very big hammer and a very short temper, so she's not the most diplomatic person, the most socially graceful individual. So it's a lot of monsters and magic and mayhem with that one. The other one, and that is, you know, again, a tie-in to the Pathfinder role-playing game, but you don't have to have played Pathfinder to enjoy it. If you are familiar at all with any fantasy, you'll be able to jump right in, and it's standalone. The other books are both in my urban fantasy series, The Cleaners. And the first book, as you mentioned, Enter the Janitor, is about a janitor who works for a supernatural sanitation company. And this company works behind the scenes as janitors and maids and plumbers and other sanitation workers, keeping the world clean and safe from muck monsters and sewer creatures and corruption, you know, supernatural corruption and things like that. And they kind of are, if you take mages and sorcerers and wizards with their wands and their staves and all that sort of thing, and you switch them with janitors holding mops and squeegees and spray bottles, that kind of gives you an idea, you know, of what's going on there. And in the first book, Ben is the janitor, and he has a new apprentice, Danny, who is a germaphobe and is having severe issues dealing with cleanliness and germs in her environment. And she discovers she has this rather powerful ability that could actually destroy a whole city if she doesn't learn to control it. So he's helping her learn that along the way. In the second one, which again will be out early next year, The Maids of Wrath, the cleaners are dealing with corruption that starts infiltrating their own ranks. You know, they present themselves as a corporate front. They have employees, they have upper management, they have a board, a chairman, all that sort of thing. And early on in the book, a couple maids within the company go berserk and start trying to kill their own coworkers and innocents around them. And the cleaners have to figure out, how did this happen? Why is this happening? You know, is there some sort of corruption that's affecting us, and how do we stop it before this gets out of control and possibly shuts the whole company down? So it's another. They're both pretty standalone. There's some characters who are, as you might be able to tell, you know, it is urban fantasy, but I go much more towards a humorous angle with them. So yeah, it's. I occasionally will tell people it's like, if you like The Dresden Files, it's kind of as if Harry Dresden had become a janitor instead of a private investigator. Might be an easy way to compare it. So yeah, those are the ones I'm working on right now.
And you could have. You could have become a janitor.
No, it's been fun. I've had a lot of fun with them, and I've got a good long series planned for The Cleaners, if all goes well. I've had a really positive response to Enter the Janitor, and people who have had a chance to read, you know, have an advanced read of The Maids of Wrath have have been very positive about it as well. And for anyone out there interested, I have an ongoing offer. If you want to get an advanced review copy of The Maze of Wrath, I can get that to you. And then if you post a review around the time it's being published and link that to me, then I'll send you a free copy of the final finished version. So just so you know.
That's a great thing. That's a great offer.
Yeah.
That's really wonderful. Okay, this is a question that I've been asking people lately. What is your great passion in life?
What are my great passions in life? I mean, obviously, reading and writing, science fiction, fantasy, those are things that I have loved since I have been able to read and able to write. I've been a lifelong gamer, video games, tabletop games, board games. Honestly, one of my big passions is just experiencing an immersive storytelling experience. I like video games, not just the shoot 'em up types, but the ones that have characters and stories that really suck you in. I like tabletop games and the role-playing elements because you just are able to create this whole other world, this whole other experience with other people at the same time, going on adventures. I think one of my passions is the idea of is the concept of hope, that there's always hope in life, that there's always a way to persevere. That's probably a theme that pops up again and again in my writing is you know, that people have value, that people should always cling to hope. That's something that's been kind of thematic in my life as well, and so I think that comes through in my writing at times. That would probably be, you know, maybe a more metaphysical passion, I suppose.
Because it's very difficult in today's day and age with everybody staring at their phones, people aren't really connecting with each other as much as they should. And that's something that is very true. I mean, whatever way you can get people to actually talk to each other instead of just talking with online, that's a good thing because it makes people happy. I mean, I love technology, don't get me wrong, but it's the separation that it sometimes creates that disturbs me.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of people I know. I mean, it is a big thing where one of the reasons why I love going to conventions and conferences and comic cons and that sort of thing is that you do get to interact face to face with a lot of people, not just people that you know. I mean, I went to almost 20 conventions and over this past year and saw so many other authors and artists and people that I have enjoyed getting to know better throughout that, but also just getting a chance to interact with readers, people who read my books or just enjoy the genre that I write within, getting to talk to them and learn more about them and their reactions. I mean, it's a lot of fun to just be able to do that in person, you know, sit down and over coffee or chat a while at the booth that we're selling at, and yeah, I definitely enjoy that sort of one-on-one experience.
I think that's one of the things that most people who've never been to convention don't understand. It's not just to see the celebrities. You meet amazing people. You make friends.
Yeah.
It's a great all-inclusive experience where everybody meets everybody. Yeah, there's some negative aspects, but really those are minimal compared to the great friendships. I mean, really long-time, durable friendships that most of us have made because of conventions or fan clubs and stuff like that.
Yeah, and sometimes those are the only places where you can interact with certain people because you live across the country or even around the world, and it's just once a year or so that you actually get to see that person versus, you know, Facebook and all that are great, and I'm glad that we have those things that we can stay in touch in between, but then being able to see them and give them a hug and, you know, talk with them and catch up on everything and get them to sign a copy of their book and all that sort of stuff, those are great times.
Yeah. It's interesting to go to a convention. I remember the first time I had published a book and I had written a lot of fan fiction and I went to a convention and all these people knew who I was. It was like, you actually read my... You know, because you're so alone when you're writing, you don't really realize it. And you read my stuff, really? You know my name?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the funny things is now that I worked at Paizo, since they published one of my books, it's weird because like the first week that I was here, a couple of the employees here have actually, I mean, they published my book and they've read my book. And so I would come in, it's kind of odd working with people who have read my work and even, wanted me to sign a copy of their book, that they had of mine. But that was a weird experience. So, it is strange sometimes to be recognized for that still. I'm not used to that, and I kind of hope I never get used to that, honestly.
Yeah, because it's a really great, I call it a puff-up because you just kind of puff up a little bit.
Uh-huh. No, yeah, it's a definite little, emotional boost for sure.
Yeah, it's such an unusual feeling. Like I say, most of us authors are by ourselves. We don't see people. We talk to them on the phone and we talk to them via Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and all that stuff, junk, whatever you want to call it. But to be face-to-face with either a fellow author or a fan. I mean, I did a panel with Larry Niven.
Yep.
I still can't get over that.
Yeah, I love doing panels, both being on them and moderating them. They're 90% of them are tons of fun. Occasionally you get kind of the rough crowd and all that sort of stuff, but love doing panels when I get the chance.
Yeah, it's just amazing when you are doing something like that. Or, my first time at Comic-Con was recently, and it was like, I mean, not just going, but being on a panel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so scared, I almost burst a bottle of water in my hand.
Oh, goodness. I don't think I've quite gotten that bad, but yeah, I can see. I mean, a lot of people when they first start doing it can be extremely nervous about it because some people just don't have the experience of being up in front of an audience, that sort of thing. And you're just worried about making the best impression you can. But once you've done it a few times, you get used to it.
Yeah, but it's different because I was an actress for many years, and when you're an actor, you're behind a persona. You're on stage, and there's a light barrier. Or even if you're in the middle of the audience theater in the round, you're in the acting mode. You really, other than the improvisational interaction, you're not interacting as yourself. But when you're on a panel, you're you. You're defending your own position. You're defending it's a different world and it's a different mindset. So, yeah, I was scared.
Well, and being an author can be scary because once you have a book out there, then it's up for anyone to say anything they want about it. I've had a range of 5-star to 1-star reviews. I've had people totally hate it. I've had people totally love it. And I've had to learn to not take it personally. And, everything is subjective within writing, especially when you have, even when you bring humor into it, people are subjective about what they read anyways, but humor is even more subjective from person to person.
Yeah.
So it's a total hit or miss. And I've just had to say, I'm proud of the work that I've done. I will always strive to continue to improve on it and become a better author and, make the next book even better. But, you can say whatever you want about it, and I appreciate your opinion, and I'm going to keep trekking on. But it can be scary to expose yourself that way. Yeah, it can be scary to put yourself out there like that.
We have 5 minutes, so do you have any events, either online or in person, that you'd like to let the audience know about?
I don't have anything immediate. I will be at a number of conventions next year, obviously Emerald City Comic Con. I should be at PaizoCon, which is here in the Seattle area, and I should be out at Gen Con, which is a really great gaming industry convention, but also has an amazing writer symposium with about sometimes 24 really well-known authors all there. I don't have anything online. Again, I'm promoting the advanced review copies of The Maids of Wrath, if anyone would like to touch base on that. You can find me at jrvote.com. V-O-G-T is how you spell my last name. I'm on Twitter at jrvote, on Facebook as well. Happy to connect with anyone there. So yeah, I don't have any immediate events. I'm still kind of getting settled into my whole new home and routine and work schedule. It's kind of odd coming from, however many years of being on a freelance schedule and just having my own time and now doing kind of the 9-to-5 again and having evenings and weekends and getting used to that. So yeah, I'm mostly spending my time exploring the area, connecting with folks around here. I know they do a lot of events and readings in the area as well, so I'll probably be popping up at those when I get the chance.
Will you be, like, posting if you're going to be doing one of those shows on your Facebook page?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I usually try to, if I have an event coming up, I have a calendar or a listing on my website that I try to keep updated.
Okay. All right. So everybody pay attention to that. And see what he's up to. That's all. I want to thank you very much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks again for having me.
I really enjoyed it. I hope you did too.
Absolutely.
And thank you for chatting and sharing.